ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. இந்த வெதிக் கல்ச்சர் இஸ் டு ஹார்மோனைஸ் தி அப்போசிட். வி சி அதிதி, வேர்ட் அதிதி மீன்ஸ் அதிதி, அன்டைம்லி. ரைட், எனி ஒன் ஹூ கம்ஸ் டு யுவர் பிளேஸ் விதவுட் அட்வான்ஸ் நோட்டீஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் அஸ் அதிதி. பட் எவ்ரி அதர் ஆஸ்பெக்ட் இன் வெதிக் கல்ச்சர் யூ டூ வித் திதி. Marriage ceremony, you find a muhurta. Upanayan samskar, you find muhurta. If you have to install the deities, you find right timing. Mangalarti, there is right timing, 4:30. Right, I remember one devotee said, I don't know why Mangalarti is 4:30, it should be 10:30. So everything is timing, but except when guest comes to your place. That is atithi. Exactly opposite. Remember, if you go to Radha Govinda temple, along with taking darshan, you should go and stand at the shoe rack. Very fascinating. One local devotee took me to Radha Govinda temple. I had seen it, but this devotee, I wanted to reconfirm when I came there. The shoekeepers, those who are taking care of the chappals, they you see from a distance. Whether you are a new guest or you are coming regularly, they are so expert. Before you come there, before you give your coupon to them, they pull out your shoes from the rack and give it to you. So I stood there for almost 10 minutes because of Mangalarti time, and people after all, they left. Then I asked them, you know, how is that you are doing it? They said, we see at their feet. They become so expert by seeing at the feet of the people, they get to know that is their shoes. That is the fascinating concept of serving the guest. I asked them, since how long are you serving? He said, 20 years. And it was not their profession, it was their devotion. Therefore, guest seva, service of atithi, again in the Vedic culture, it is not that guest seva is always good. Guest seva can be very detrimental also, if the other party, one who has come as a guest, he has come with the wrong motivation. If you study the history, I remember when the Portuguese Christians came to India. So one of the Mysore, the king of Mysore, their Vaishnavas, they said, you know, they have come, they have their faith. So they came to the Mysore king, they said, can we convert people? He said, yeah, no problem, if you want to preach to them, no problem. The Mysore king, they facilitated the preachers to convert to Christianity. And then the Inquisition happened, millions of, you know, hundreds of people were burned, if you study the Inquisition history. Similarly, when the Britishers came to India, they came as atithi, but they made fajiti of Indians. So therefore, the principle of atithi can be misused. I remember one devotee, one person came to our temple. And we treated, you know, basically as a guest, we gave a room, we gave a car to him, everything was offered. Then he started doing something which was not authentic. Then we, the management came together, we said, look, you know, we have a principle that we have a garland and chandan which is visible, but we have a stick which is invisible. What do you want? And that is what exactly happened in the Mahabharata also. Right, Duryodhan knew the Pandavas are very good at serving. They serve more than 60,000 people. That's how Yudhishthira Maharaj wanted that Akshaya Patra. When he got that Akshaya Patra, and the rule was Akshaya Patra would be exhausted after Draupadi would take prasad. She would feed everybody, then, you know, the prasadam would be taken by her, then the Akshaya Patra would stop functioning for that day. So when Durvasmani came to Duryodhan, Duryodhan had such a great fortune after serving. He pleased Durvasmani. Can you imagine, to please Durvasmani is the most difficult thing? In fact, it is said, Durvas means dur raho. You stay away from him. I heard some Vaishnav saying, Durvasmani had a great quality that you'd find faults and curse you. By cursing you, he'll become more stronger. Can you imagine, like, you know, he'll come looking for your fault, and if he curses, he'll become more powerful. So Duryodhan had the ability. He had the ability to please a difficult guest if he chose to do that. And after pleasing Durvasmani, what did Duryodhan say? He said he exploited the concept of serving the guest. Atithi Satkar was exploited. Therefore, what Vedic culture says, one should harmonize between ideal and practicality. Adarsh without Vyavhar, idealism without practicality is suicidal. And practicality without idealism is murder. The entire civilization can be exploited. So then Durvasmani was told by Duryodhan, you should go to Pandavas, they are very good host, they are good Yajamanas, and please go to them when Draupadi has already eaten. Because Durvasmani asked, what should I do for you? And that's what they told him. And Durvasmani, typical, you know, not practical personality, but had a lot of anger in him. Then he came to the Pandavas. And when did he come to the Pandavas? He came to the Pandavas when Draupadi had already taken her meal. And he came to Yudhishthira Maharaj. In fact, it is also explained, Niti explains, sometime guests may come to you. Don't tell them that I can do everything for you. Because they can ask something difficult thing from you. You know, if some guest comes to your house and you ask them, what can I do for you? They say, stop chanting Hare Krishna. Stop giving Krishna consciousness to others. Then they are not guests. They are using your good heart to exploit you. So the Durvasmani came to the Pandavas at the wrong time. And you know, typical, usually what happens when a lady is supposed to cook, the man invites, haan, kitna bhi aajao chalega. I remember we have one very, very practical devotee. He left his body recently, Sri Nadji Prabhu. No. He knew how to treat guest, but there was practicality also. One time, one very senior sannyasi was coming. And sometime he himself called that, people call me Durvasmani. But he was very, 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 very nice devotee. So he was supposed to come to the temple, and then, you know, temple management asked Sri Nadji Prabhu, you know, Prabhu, can you host this devotee? He said, let me ask my wife. Because she is the home minister. I'm the finance minister. But ultimately, so this practicality is also important. Otherwise, when we have a bitter experience, we stop serving the guest altogether. Very interesting. So therefore, Durvasmani came and Yudhishthira Maharaj did not even ask Draupadi. He said, yes, please come, you know, we will serve you. And 60,000 disciples came. And Draupadi told, we have already consumed the food, I can't serve him. And Durvasmani said, I will go to Jamuna, take my bath, do my sandhya, I'll come back. And there was a trouble that she couldn't serve. Already they are in the forest. Now Durvasmani is going to curse them, such a difficult guest. Then they remembered Krishna. And Krishna came saying that Draupadi, I'm very hungry. So Draupadi said, I don't mind getting cursed by Durvasmani, but I can't not serve Krishna. That is worse than the curse. She said, I have nothing, Krishna. She started crying. Krishna said, don't worry, there must be something in your pot. When Krishna, he saw some small sack. He took that. And he ate and he became completely satisfied. And after being satisfied with Draupadi, here back in the Jamuna, Durvasmani and his 60,000 disciples felt what? You know, they had complete stomach. They couldn't get up only. They couldn't come out of the water. Krishna said, Bhima, you go and call them. So Bhima is always confident. You know, for him there is no problem. He is always confident. So he came holding his mace, you know, chanting loudly Durvasa's name. And Durvasmani heard the name, the voice of Bhima, he realized. He said, if we don't go back there and we say we can't come, Bhima will smash us. Right, so what they did, the Mahabharata explains, they did not even come back to their this bank to collect their clothes. They swam across that bank And actually, anyway, they are all, one kind of Naga Babas only. So while disappearing, it is explained, Mahabharata explains, Durvasmani remembered previous incident. He said, I offended one Vaishnava, that is Ambarish Maharaj. And here there are six Vaishnavas. Yudhishthira is there, Bhim is there, Arjun is there, Nakul is there, Sahadev is there, and Draupadi is there. He said, better don't offend Vaishnavas. He moved away. So therefore, unfortunately, we see the guest seva, while it has a great facility for us to avoid all kinds of inauspiciousness, but it should not be exploited. I remember we would always have this talk in our temple management, because in Radha Gopina, it's near Chaupati temple, the Chaupati beach. Lot of people come. I remember one time one person came in, stayed in the temple. This was in 1989. He came and nobody knew who he was. He is coming for breakfast. He is coming for lunch. He is coming for dinner. Then we realized that he is also resting in the temple. Like this, he stayed for 3 months. And we didn't know. Everybody say, it's okay. Then everyone thought that somebody must have invited him. But everyone realized that nobody has invited him. After 3 months, we have to tell Baba, go back to Chaupati. And we asked him, how is that you came here? He said, it was raining in Chaupati, I just landed here. I said, no, nobody is asking, I stayed here. It's a true story, Then we have to make a system. After that, we had started making systems. Right. So therefore, serving guest is very important. I remember 1 year we went to Rajasthan. When new young people join, since they have taken to the path of brahmacharis, sadhus, but usually what happens in organized temple in ISKCON, you don't live on begging. People come begging from you. Right? Because you have nice prasad. We said at least for a few months, our devotee should experience what a life of beggar is. When he goes and begging, it's great. So we said, let us go to Rajasthan. We'll get to see the culture also. We'll walk every day 10 kilometers. About 20 of us, we were walking every day 10 kilometers, one village to another village. And the goal was to beg in the afternoon. Rather than begging food, we didn't know, we would beg grains. So when we came to villages, different villages, they said, you have come to Rajasthan, Rajaon ka sthan hai. This is the land of Rajas and you are begging from us. No way you can beg us. You have to come to our home. So all our plan was flopped. We got Rajbhog every day. Instead of Bhiksha, we got Rajbhog. They were giving Churma Laddu, and then Bati, and then a lot of singing also. So we decided next year we should go to Odisha. But still, because the principle of guest serving is there, whether it is Rajasthan, Odisha, whatever it is, when you go there, people will welcome you, come back, will feed you. But as I said, it has to be harmonized. What Ravan did was, Ravan exploited the concept of Atithi Satkar. When he came to Mother Sita, and that too he disguised himself as a sadhu. Right, when a sadhu comes begging from you, so Sita was there, Lakshman had gone to look for Ram, and Ram was looking for the golden deer. So Sita was alone. So when Sita came there, Ravan said, Bhavati Bhiksham Dehi. Another very interesting fact is, in Vedic culture, bhiksha is always asked from a lady, not from a man. Bhavata Bhikshamdehi is not there. Bhavati Bhikshamdehi. Because she represents Lakshmi, represents Annapurna, she represents Vidya, everything. So she came and Sita was offering. Ravan said, you have to come out and offer. And when Sita offered, what Ravan did? He kidnapped her. So therefore, we see charity Atithi Satkar in Vedic culture, as we were discussing in the morning, It is explained a grahastha should stand out and call out. Is anybody there hungry? 3 times you should call out. And only after some time when people don't come, they should go back and eat. And most of the time nobody would come. Why they would not come? Because the other party also knew how to deal with the host, Yajman. Now if you don't know, like this person came and stayed for 3 months shamelessly, right? Eating nicely breakfast, you know, lunch and dinner. Again, in the temple Sunday feast also, many people would come. We did, I don't know how many meetings we had to deal with, you know, now you can't say unwanted people. No. The idealist will say, anyone who comes to the temple, he should be fed. And the manager say, you don't feed, no, you only give lecture. Feeding has to happen from our side. We call it riffraff. They would come to the temple at the right time, collect their coupons, they knew what time to collect the coupon, and everybody else is listening to Radhanand Maharaj's lecture, which would go beyond time. No? And meanwhile, what these people would do? They would all stand in line. So all the main feast would be taken by these people. And those who are actually sitting sincerely, they would only get rice and dal. And not only they would get the plate, they would take the plate, they would fill the plate, avdalo, avdalo, avdalo. And then after eating half of it, they would take out their box and put inside in the box. Now, can you call them as Atithi? You know, they're Ravana's descendant in one sense. So therefore, harmonizing the two is very important principle. Otherwise, exploitation takes place, and once the exploitation takes place, the whole process of serving Atithi completely stops. And I think that is what happened. The Atithi, they did not respond. Like the Mahabharata explains, when you go to somebody's house, you only go when they have done with their eating. And it is spoken to Yajman, you should not eat unless, you know, you serve the guest. So there is huda hudi, you know, the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, there is a reverse battle between the guest and the Atithi. Atithi says, no, no, I will not come. And the guest is saying, unless you eat, I will not eat. Then the culture can be preserved. Otherwise, what happens? The adarsha people, those who are very, very idealistic, they keep on getting exploited, and their children, when they see that, you know, my mother and father are serving so many people and these people are exploiting, they say, we will never do such thing in our life. They stop the legacy of Atithi Satkar. Otherwise, Atithi Satkar in the Taittiriya Upanishad, it is very beautifully explained. There are 3 sections in Taittiriya Upanishad. Now, this is when a student completes his education, the convocation address is given by the teacher. All the year, the same convocation address. He says, Dharmam Chara, Satyam Vada, do not be lazy in learning. He said, its education is not completed, rather, you are conditioned to learn. I have done a teaching to you in such a way that wherever you go, world will teach you a lesson. Therefore, Krishna says, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvam Chamayi Pashyati. And then he says, Matra Devo Bhavo, Pitra Devo Bhavo, Acharya Devo Bhavo, and that is the word which is the message of Manners Temple. So the 4th is Atithi Devo Bhavo. So harmonizing the 4, learning from an acharya, how to harmonize the practical and ideal, how to harmonize serving him and serving the parents, and then ultimately harmonizing the concept of Atithi Satkar. When we do harmonize, as Prabhupada writes in Upadeshamrit, bhakti is not speculative sentiments and, you know, artificial ecstasy. It's a concept of there is intellect, there is emotions, and there is action. Bhava is there, buddhi is there, and Kriya is there. When this is harmonized, the combination between idealism and practicality creates a legacy of Atithi Seva. And that is most important. I think, therefore, you know, one of the reason I didn't come for 7 years, certainly it was my misfortune. But also I see this devotees in manner always, because London, you know, so many people come here. And then they have to announce, this guest is coming, that guest is coming, and devotees have to come to hear so many lectures. I remember in one temple, you know, I asked the president, he said, how many people come to your temple? He said, Prabhuji, you know what, it is very exhausting. He said, out of 54 weeks, 38 guests come. So it becomes very difficult. But we can't say no to people. So therefore, it is important for the guest also to be sensitive to their host. Unless they invite, I remember Radhanath Swami Maharaj was telling, he said, unless people invite you vigorously for 7 times, not 7 phone calls, 7 times in 7 months, you should never take invitation seriously. Sometime that invitation is simply a formality, which is important, that is culture. But when it becomes desperation, when the call is repeatedly made to you, otherwise you should always say, I am coming very soon. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.